This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the John Moore Show. My name is Tim Spencer from the Rural Survival Show, sitting in for John today. Today is the 10th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2019, and the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. In the second hour, we're going to be talking about health-related matters with Dr. Wilbert, and I understand Dr. Wilbert is on the phone on line 9. Good morning, sir.
Greetings, Tim. Good to be on this morning.
Good. Doc, I am not real up to date on stuff medical, so I'm going to, instead of actually interviewing you, I'm going to let you talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if I have a question, I'll throw it in. So take it away, sir.
Well, that sounds like a good plan, Tim. I think what we'll talk about this morning.
Are you still there, doctor? Okay.
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to talk just a little bit about biochemistry and what's going on in most of the country right about now. We're getting lots of rain, lots of things growing. And if you haven't noticed, everything that's growing this year is probably a little bit bigger than it was last year. So
right. That
means that the blossoms on the trees and the early wet rain that we've been getting makes everything grow, and we have in the environment the acid from the pollen and things growing. Now, acid is opposite from alkaline. So let's go directly to the pH scale.
Okay.
The pH scale is how we measure the degree of acidity or the degree of alkalinity. And with that being said, we started from one cell and developed into hundreds of trillions of cells that have specific functions and specific designated duties. For instance, one cell turned to two, two to four, then that group of cells started to specialize into the structures that we now know as organs and muscles and ligaments and tendons and skin and nerve system. However, the physiology of the cell, the chemistry of the cell inside, the fluid inside the cell, this is very important. The fluid inside the cell is alkaline. The fluid outside the cell has a tendency to be more acidic. So we are alkaline by design and acid by function. So every cell, when it does what it does, whatever it does, produce energy, metabolize, replicate, repair, that process produces acid into the extracellular fluid. Now, we as human beings, we have a very narrow pH scale of the blood. The blood is always, always slightly alkaline. 7.35 to 7.45. That number never changes. You don't go to 7.46 or 7.34 unless you have moments left to physically live. So that narrow range of alkalinity in the blood is important because not only does it keep you alive, but the heart cells are the only cells that cannot handle the acid of living and the acid of lifestyle. So there's two sources of acid that we create. A lifestyle, we can break it into basically six categories, and one of them is the air you breathe in. When you breathe in that green stuff that's on your car, it's going to your upper respiratory tract by way of your nostrils or your oral cavity. People will breathe through their mouth and inhale the stuff. And the tragic thing, Tim, is that when I was growing up as a little boy in the early mid-50s, they were routinely removing tonsils.
Right.
Routinely removing tonsils. And if you got inflated tonsils, they say, hey, come on, we'll take you to the hospital, let you eat Jell-O and ice cream for 3 days, and then your problem will be solved. Well, no, you just created a problem because tonsils are lymphoid tissue, your first line of defense. And so without that, your lungs are forced to defend themselves. And that's not what they were necessarily designed to do. I remember as a young lad in the seventh grade, I used to get sore throats all the time. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to go get my tonsils taken out pretty soon, I know. I went to the pediatrician, opened wide, and he went, oh, my goodness, which is not a good sign when a doctor says that. And he says, well, I'm going to give you some antibiotics this time. But if they swell up again, they become inflamed again, we're just going to take them out. And when he told me that, all of a sudden, being in the hospital for 3 days, eating Jell-O and ice cream didn't appeal to me anymore. So I never told anyone that I had another sore throat. So consequently, I have my tonsils today. So with that being said, when you breathe in, pardon me?
I said, I still have mine also.
Oh, good.
I still have my tonsils also. Yeah.
Well, trust me, we need all of our body parts. There's not one body part that we can donate and have the system function as efficiently as it was designed to function. And so now you breathe it in, and we have a system, several systems in the body called buffering systems. And so what the buffering systems do, they neutralize the acid levels that come in. What you eat, how you exercise, and specifically what you think, what you breathe in. And so in order to buffer the acid, keep the heart cells happy, keep the pH of the blood 7.35 to 7.45, you must have minerals. You must have minerals to buffer the acid. Now, these minerals, the body can't make minerals.
Right.
You cannot make minerals. In order for you to get minerals in, you have to consume food, some sort of food to get minerals in. And those minerals are important because if you didn't have minerals, you could not utilize vitamins. So vitamins are useless without minerals. And so the most important mineral to consider is organic sodium. Organic sodium. Not inorganic sodium, but organic sodium. We get organic sodium from green leafy vegetables and fruits. Organic sodium is the Rolls Royce of minerals. This is the preferred neutralizer of acid in the body. Sodium. Now, there's another mineral that can do the job of sodium. That's one, only one other mineral can do what sodium does, and that's calcium. The issue is that you need a lot of calcium for one sodium. So the body starts to gather calcium. It starts to leach calcium from the blood. You may get muscle cramps. You become dehydrated. Joints hurt. That's calcium being used instead of sodium. Sodium, I live in the Midwest here in St. Louis, Missouri. If I would take eight people will drive west to California in a Bentley, it would be luxurious. But if I took those same people and drove here to California in a Focus, I think I would choose the Bentley. And your body prefers the Bentley as well. I mean, we would get there with eight people in a Focus, but it'd be a little tight. Just a little
right.
tight. And so once you run out of sodium, and now you can't get enough, your survival system, your healing system, of which your subconscious is in charge, it starts to insist, demand that we find some more sodium somewhere. Several organs store sodium. One of them is the gallbladder. So once that demand goes out, hey, we need some sodium because we're running out of calcium. We need to buffer the blood, keep it 7.35 to 7.45, keep the heart happy. Any other cell in the body can handle increase of acid. An increase of acid is also known as an itis, I-T-I-S. So if you have an increase of acid in joints, it's called arthritis. Have an increase of acid in your bronchioles is called bronchitis. You have increase of acid in your colon is called colitis.
Right.
Increase of acid in the gallbladder is called cholecystitis. So all that is just man's intelligent way of describing the body doing exactly what it's supposed to do, is neutralize the acid, and inflammation occurs as a result. Now, when there's inflammation, there's also a potential for things to live there, like viruses and bacteria. If people think they catch a cold, no, that's a myth. You prepare the environment internally by becoming more acid, and bacteria can live, viruses can live in an acid environment. They cannot live in an alkaline environment.
So okay, Doc. Quick question. How do you go about reducing the amount of acid in your body? What is the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is what I do is teach lifestyle modification. We are alkaline by design, acid by function. And again, what I mean by that, when you breathe air out of the lungs, that's acid, that's CO2. Urine is acid. Bowel, acid. Skin, if it comes out through the skin, it's acid. But it's all designed to keep the heart happy. So in order to increase the alkalinity, again, you must eat 75 to 80% fruits and vegetables. If you're not doing that, then you're not getting enough minerals to buffer the acid to keep you alive. Because there's no such thing
Understood.
As heart inflammation. Now, the fat around the heart, the pericardium, that can inflame. It's called pericarditis.
Yes, I've had that.
That inflamed heart cell is heart attack. The number one way people die in this country still, and it's totally preventable. So let's explain a little bit more about the gallbladder. The gallbladder, when it gets the demand to give up, says, hey, I will give up my sodium in order to save the heart. Okay. The problem with that is once you give up the sodium and you leave behind a precipitate, it's called gallstones. It's made of bile and cholesterol. And bile stones are not designed to go through the bile duct. And pain is still a very powerful motivator. Most people do not enjoy pain. In fact, they wish it would not come. But the system is designed to keep you alive, not to help you feel good.
Right.
Whatever you feel in the body, whatever you think you have in the body, whatever condition you think you have, it's instead of a... So most of us do not honor, accept, and appreciate the message that the body is telling us. See, the body is the perfect messenger. It responds perfectly. Our system is a stimulus response design, a stimulus response organism. It responds perfectly. It can't do anything wrong. But Dr., what's wrong with my knee? Well, your knee is responding perfectly to your lifestyle up to this point. So if you're not replenishing, you're going to run out of minerals, and you're going to have an acid condition in any cell. For those who are listening, you're never, ever, ever sick. You're always surviving. And if you're breathing and above ground, then you're surviving. You can make different choices, make different decisions, and your body, again, will respond perfectly. Now, the gallbladder just gave up its sodium. You have pain when you think of food, not to mention when you eat food. You show up to the doctor. Doctor, I have this pain. I hope it's not a heart attack. They take a look. Oh, we have good news. It's not a heart attack. You have gallstones. That's an easy fix. We'll just take out the gallbladder, and you'll be okay. Well, the problem is you didn't change your lifestyle. You did not eat fruits and vegetables. You didn't change how much water, hydration. Water is the highway of the body. Where do you think mucus comes from? Water. So here you are, you're trying to keep from allowing these microorganisms to set up camp in your house. You have a 5-star hotel and a 5-star restaurant. Who would want to leave that? Why it's so difficult to get rid of. Once they get in, it's going to either be a 3, 5, 7, or 14-day event. Once they come in, they invite all the relatives, the grandmothers, the uncles, the cousins, you name it, and they get to live rent-free in a very warm environment. And you think you're sick. No, you're surviving. And in fact, if you go to that level of survival where you're cleansing in the respiratory tract, the upper respiratory tract, they call that a cold. You cleanse it in the sinuses.
Okay, Doc, we got a break, buddy. We got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Today is the 10th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2019. Excuse me. We're visiting with Dr. Wilbert right now. Doc, during this little short 6-minute segment, why don't you tell people how to contact you, give out your website and stuff like that?
Okay. Let's see. There's an 800 number. I don't even know what it is.
I know the feeling.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
But the website is AccuTouch. We're doing some revisions at the moment, so it's kind of in limbo, but it'll be back up in another day or two. It's AccuTouch, AccuTouch.com. In the meantime, you can contact me directly at area code 314-495-6480. And if I don't answer, you can leave a message and I'll get back with you promptly. That's 314-495-6480. I do health coaching and That's anything you want to know about how to get well without drugs and surgery. I believe I can help you with that. Because,
I wish I'd have known you before I lost my leg, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, surgery is always the last resort. There's always a lot of things that you can do instead of it. I was talking to a client the other day. Excuse me. And so he said, well, you guys are alternative doctors. And I said, no, that's not true. Mainstream medicine is alternative medicine. Medicine didn't come around until the late 1890s. Before that,
right,
there were herbs, and there were things grown, and people lived a very natural and healthy lifestyle. So basically, Big Pharma and the medical community is the alternative. The body is self-healing and self-regulated. Self-healing and self-regulated. It had a built-in design for survival. So we must get into the habit of saying to ourselves, I'm not sick. I really don't welcome this increased awareness, whether it's pain, muscle spasms. It's merely increased awareness. It's your body saying,
right,
hey, you ran off the road in this little Focus, and you need a four-wheel drive vehicle or you get back on the road. Because everything you do, your body responds perfectly to it. I know that's a difficult concept for people to understand or even accept sometimes. Let me give you an example. If you were to cut yourself accidentally, and I wouldn't suggest doing this on purpose, but most of us have accidentally cut ourselves and started bleeding. And so the first thing we did was stop the bleeding. Because you could bleed to death if you don't stop the bleeding. When you stop the bleeding, you make sure it's cleaned out, put some bacteria ointment on it, and then you cover it, and then you wait for it to heal.
Right.
In other words, you don't oversee any aspect of the healing process after that. You don't know whether to send megakaryocytes or eosinophils to block the infection. You don't know what blood clotting cells to send. You don't know if you send dermoblasts or dermoclasts. But in a few weeks, depends on how mature you are in life, that cut will heal by itself because the cut is a life-threatening emergency. A life-threatening emergency. So here's a very, very, very complex concept that it took me a little while to understand. Whatever condition you think you have, whatever the name is, that condition is a perfect response to a life-threatening emergency. The healing of the cut is a perfect response to a life-threatening emergency. So the healing of the cut and any condition you have are solutions to life-threatening emergencies. Wow. Really? Yes.
I understand what you're saying, Doc. I really do.
Yes.
Now, I got a quick question on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
I can only use myself as an example. When I was young, I'll say a teenager, and I would get a significant cut by accident, it would seem to heal in a matter of a couple of days. It would seem to heal up quick. Now when I get a cut, when I'm approaching 60, it seems to take weeks to heal. Why is that?
That would be.
Oh, we got a break, buddy. We got a break. We'll get to this right after the break. 1-800-313-9443, folks. Back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 10th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is Tim Spencer from the Rural Survival Show sitting in for John just for today. He will be back Monday. Okay, doctor, my question was, or comment, when I was young, I healed up very quickly from cuts, traumatic injuries. Now that I'm in my late 50s, it seems to take forever. And you were getting ready when the break came up to tell me why.
Well, that's a really, really interesting question, Tim, if that is true. Let's just use a real number. Say an 8-year-old falls and scrapes their knee or elbow, and an 80-year-old does the same thing, a scrape or a cut. Whichever way, hopefully she didn't fall, because recovery from trauma is pretty serious. In any event, you have an 8-year-old with a cut, an 80-year-old with a cut. But an 8-year-old has only been on the planet for 8 years. 8 years, right, and 42 weeks. And so that young child has not had enough experiences, has not stored enough software programs in the subconscious. Every experience that you've had in life, even some of those experiences that you encountered while your mother was carrying you, every experience of every moment is running in real time in your subconscious mind, and is running real time simultaneously. The number one life-threatening emergency to the human being, us being human, the number one life-threatening emergency is what I call stinking thinking. Emotional upsetness, erratic emotional upsetness, creating devastating destruction internally. Bad. Bad is bad. Happiness is good. And so when we have emotional upsetness, anger, sad, upset, it produces an acid like bad food does. It produces acid, but it's an acid that we weren't supposed to produce. Human beings weren't supposed to get upset about anything, but the reason why we can is because we can use our minds, become subjective and judgmental, and make comments like, "You made me so upset." No, you chose to be upset. And so since all experiences have stored memory, the 80-year-old person has more experiences to deal with. Let me give you an example. If you're holding on to grudge and resentment for any past tense experience that you've lived through, then you are giving your subconscious healing system some more work to do. And eventually it will heal the cut, but you got all this other stuff that doesn't even matter. In fact, it's in your mind. You've heard mind over matter? Well, yes, your mind matters. Your mind will muck you up. Humankind is the only creation that can choose emotional upsetness. Trees can't. None of creation can choose emotional upsetness except our subhuman beings. And that's because we have a mind that we can choose to live in a tree. We can choose to live underwater. We can choose to live on the moon. We can choose to live out of space. No other creature can choose to live in an environment that they weren't designed to live in. Badgers will never live in trees. And so as a part of creation, we've learned to use our minds for the wrong things. We upset things that are out of our control. And again, let me reiterate, emotional upsetness, and we've had pictures of tornadoes throughout the country, it's destruction. If you knew how devastating the destruction was when you allowed yourself to become emotionally upset about anything, and most of it is out of your control, and not to mention if you get upset at yourself, oh my goodness, you don't know what you're doing to yourself. If you knew, you'd spend the rest of your life learning how not to get upset. Whoa, how can I do that? You learn to control your mind. Your mind matters. There's basically four components to the human being. There's the body, who's the perfect messenger. There's your mind, who mucks up everything. Then there's an energy field. We've talked about it on previous broadcasts, but we were energy beings first before we became a physical being, and then that's your subconscious. When you separated from your mother, that wasn't your birthday. That was the day you separated. And as soon as you separated from your mother, you were breathing on your own. Moments before that, when you were inside your mother was breathing for you. You popped out knowing how to breathe. You didn't have to learn how to breathe. However, you did learn how to think. you did right. learn how to process. And we've learned not to let go. We've learned to hold on. Harboring resentment is like drinking poison and expecting someone else to die. Harboring resentment is like you are creating imaginary moments in your life that you've lived through. If you've lived through it, you've learned. And if you don't love learning, then you have to check your mind. You got to find it somewhere.
Right.
You stop learning, you may as well pick out a plot. That's called life. Life is here for you to learn. The only purpose the past serves is for us to learn. What did you learn from that experience when your heart was snatched out, thrown on the ground, pulverized, and give it back to you? What did you learn? I don't know. I just know I learned. That is a perfectly acceptable answer. And what's the evidence right. of the fact that you learned? How do you know you learned? You're still here. Had a right. couple of young siblings in the office one time, and the younger sibling told the older sibling, just let it go. Let it go. And I stopped what I was doing, and I addressed the mother. I said, where did she learn that? Oh, it's a movie, Frozen. Really? Let it go? It's absolutely imperative that we become pros at letting go any less than positive emotional experience that we live through. And so a direct answer to your question, Tim, the 80-year-old has memories of experiences that she's trying to heal, and you can't heal a memory. The only thing you can do with a memory of an experience is to reassign it, because it never goes away. You just forget where you filed it. Right. You don't even know that program is running. You've got multiple picture screens running in your subconscious right now, right this very moment.
All right.
And proof of that is you could be having a great day. Sunny sunshine, everything's going your way, and all of a sudden this experience from the past leaps on your frontal lobe, leaps on your forehead, and you go, oh, I didn't want to think about that. But you did. You did. Yeah. And then you ask yourself, well, why am I still thinking about it? At the end of the day, you're still thinking about it. So the question is, why did you randomly select that experience? Well, the reason why is because your subconscious finally broke through with a life-threatening emergency that occurred in the past, and all we have to do is reassign it to learning. Let go of the less than positive emotional feelings. Let it go. Be thankful you lived through it. Wish the other person well. Oh, it's also known as forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yes, forgiveness. How quickly we do that? No. We don't go to forgiveness quickly. We go to upset in a heartbeat, but it takes us moments, years. You know what you did to me 3 years ago? I still remember. Why are you holding on to that poison? That is the worst poison, is acid produced by any less than positive emotion associated with an experience that you've lived through. Again, I say the only purpose the past serves is for you to learn. And if you're still here listening to my voice, that means you've learned. Is there more learning? Of course there is. When you stop learning, you essentially stop living. So that was the long answer to your question, Tim. There's more life-threatening experiences with less than positive emotions associated with it. And so eventually the 80-year-old will heal the cut in 3 months, but the 8-year-old will heal the cut in 3 weeks. And that's how it works. And again, I want to emphasize thinking is like hooking yourself up to an IV of McDonald's hamburger food.
Ooh.
They have an IV of McDonald's hamburger food you will not live very long. In fact, there was a movie, I think it's called Super Size Me. The guy did that experiment. He's 25 years old, ate only McDonald's hamburger place food, and in 15 days, he had all the earmarks of chronic degenerative disease. His team of physicians, I mean, he had internists, he had heart specialists, said, would you please abandon this experiment because you might not make it. Well, fortunately, he was young. He was 25. And he had a foundational base. He was a vegan going into this event. He only ate vegetables, and he came out alive. He demonstrated that despite what they tell you, that food is not good for you. Food is fuel.
Oh, I agree.
If you're not eating 5% fruits and vegetables, and then 25% other things, and other things is a deep emphasis on milk. Milk does not do a body good. Milk is an acid produced. You calcium and helps bones be strong. That is not true. It's not true. That's the myth. Absolutely. Man. Continues to consume another mammal's milk after the age of weaning. Should be doing mother's milk. If you're not doing mother's milk, there's a ratio of one-third, one-third, one-third. One-third goat's milk, one-third carrot juice, one-third pure reverse osmosis water. That formula will suffice. Goat's milk is most like mother's milk, and you feed that to your child until they're ready for squash that you can prepare yourself, and you introduce vegetables. They don't need meat at all. Meat is acid. But back to milk. Milk is acid producing. Here's an example for the mothers that have been had this experience. Your baby has a maybe upper respiratory congestion and, you know, kind of colicky. You take your baby to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician says, well, take your baby off of milk for a couple of weeks. Really? If you stop drinking milk to get better, it seems like to me if you stop drinking milk altogether, you will get even better. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. In fact,
now, that's something I did not know, Doc. I truly did not know that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be an enlightener this morning. Now, you want to increase acid in your body? And everyone that drinks milk, do this experiment. Pour milk, and it doesn't matter if it's skimmed 2%. The more processed the milk is, the worse it is for you. The more processed any food is, the worse it is. So 2% skim milk, worse than homogenized whole fat. So pour your glass of milk, and then you drink it, and see how long it takes you to get that white coating off your tongue.
Yeah.
That tells you the mucus form. Chiropractic college. I have three children. The oldest is 39, one is 35, and my son is 39, 36, and 34. And I conducted.
Not the same age as my kids.
I conducted an experiment. Because it would seem like every 2 or 3 weeks they would get congested. I'd give them some vitamin C, make sure that their diet was correct. It would go away, then come back. And then I said to myself, I said, self, the only milk that they're consuming is cereal. It's milk with the cereal in the morning. Whole wheat Cheerios was their favorite. And so I took them off milk and then put them back on milk. The same thing happened. So now I'm saying, okay, let's eliminate all dairy products. Ice cream, we can have ice cream once a month, and we just eliminate milk for a month. No mucus-forming behavior. None. So my children learn to eat Honey Nut Whole Wheat Cheerios with apple juice, grape juice, orange juice, water. I couldn't get to the orange juice and the water, but the apple juice I learned to accept. But right. I took them off of milk at a very early age. Being from Missouri, the proof is in the pudding. How is that right. working for you? If the pediatrician says, take them off milk until they get better, you're going to put them back on milk and think they're going to get better? No, you'll just repeat the process.
Wow. Oh. Hey, Doc, we got our last break. Hang on. Ladies Alrighty. And gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. No time for any more calls. We're going to let Doc do his closing thoughts, and then that's going to be it for the show. Back in three.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We're wrapping up the show now. We're going to ask Dr. Wilbert to give his closing thoughts, and then that's going to be it for the day and the week. Okay, Dr. Wilbert, take it away, sir.
All right. We started off talking about cleansing. This is the time of the year. Everything's growing and budding, and so colds and flu are cleansing. Mood is cleansing in the joints and muscles. Cold is a cleansing in the upper respiratory tract and sinuses, both of which are good. And so once you go to the cleansing process due to the increase of acid, how do you increase acid? Live longer, and then violate lifestyle principles, the foods you eat, like milk, eliminate it completely. The exercise, the air you breathe, the thoughts you have, most detrimental to you. Once you go to cleansing, you eliminate all fruit from your diet. Fruit are cleansers, and vegetables are healers. So you want healing food at that point. Only vegetables, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Unless you love cleansing for 3, 5, 7, 14 days, that's the cycle that the body goes through in order to keep the heart happy. Remember, is to keep the heart happy, because you've created enough acid in the system where the heart is not happy, and the brain has a contract with the heart. Everybody will take the brunt of the acid to keep the heart happy, because the brain knows if the heart checks out, most of the time everybody has to check out too. That's called a heart attack, totally preventable. So the conclusion of the matter is, any condition you think you have is due to an increase of acid. An increase of acid leads to an increase of itis, inflammation. Stagnant inflammation leads to infection of any kind. And now you have to figure out how to get back to the alkaline side of the pH scale in order not only to extend your life, but live a better quality life. And that's where I come in as a health coach. And again, my number, 314-495-6480. Tim, I don't hear the bell yet, so I can keep talking.
Go ahead. Acknowledge, accept,
I call it the triple A of existence, acknowledge, accept, and appreciate what your body is telling you, and realize that you can make a different choice in your lifestyle, and your body will respond differently. We are perfect stimulus response organisms. There's nothing wrong with us. We are always surviving, and the key to surviving and living a long, productive life is to keep poison out your body, also known as medications, and avoid things harder than your body, like trucks and trains and automobiles and those kinds of things. And if you're successful with that, there's no reason. The heart was designed to last for 5 lifetimes.
Wow. Well, Doc, thank you. We'll have you again back next week, and I'll be listening. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. That's it for the week. I'll be back Monday.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.